Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and today we're going to talk about why it would be a good idea to have a coach by your side at the academy. So, we've talked on previous podcasts about one of the things that you really need at the academy is a support system. And for the most part, your fellow classmates are going to be the biggest part of that support. And of course, you're going to have support from family and friends who know that you're going through the academy. And I will say that some of those friends probably aren't going to be that supportive. You know, they don't or may not understand why you're doing what you're doing, why you're going through what you're trying to go through. And sometimes I've known cases where family were not that supportive of students going through the academy. And I've known students who had all kinds of family support and for various reasons. But you are going to have a lot of support academically from your instructors. You're going to have a lot of support from your classmates, at least you should. And I would say you'd better have really good support from your classmates. If you do not, then it's probably not going to look too good for your class in general. So one of the most important things that you can do at the academy to get through is to develop a thick bond with your class and with your classmates. You have to go through this together. It's so much better than trying to do it all alone. And for several reasons that we've talked a lot about in previous podcasts. But you're going to have the academic support, you're going to have the support from your classmates, but what do you do when you really need to talk to someone who has been there, who has gone through what you're going through, and who has watched others go through what you're going through? Because you are, at some point, going to need someone to talk to. And you can go and talk to the FAA. They have your supervisors who are there in the building. I can tell you from having watched students try to take something to them that they weren't a lot of help, and they didn't really do anything to help a bad situation. And your instructor can go to his supervisors about a possible bad situation that you may experience with one of the other instructors. And I can tell you from experience that your lead and A-lead's supervisors are not going to do much to help the situation either. So I've told some stories in past podcasts about students who, you know, really needed someone to talk to. And sometimes as a lead or a lead or even just a row instructor, I can be in a position to talk for a little bit, a brief period of time, maybe 20 minutes to half an hour in between runs. And that's only if you stay in the classroom. If you go outside the classroom, I can't really talk to you about anything. And so your instructors, as much as they want to be there for you and as much as they really do care, sometimes there's just not a whole lot they can do. And your classmates, as much as they care and as much as they are going through it with you, there are times when something will come up that they can't really help you with. And this is when it's a really good idea to have a coach. And I will tell you that while I was at the academy, I had the idea to start tutoring students outside of class. And of course, I was actually not the only one that had that idea. There were, you know, at least a handful of us that had come up with that idea at various times, knowing that it would be a really big benefit to the students if they could have something or someone help them from outside, either the FAA or the contractor. Of course, the only problem, and I know I've talked about this in previous podcasts, the only problem with that is that in order to make something like that happen, an instructor would have to resign his position as an instructor. And most instructors, for whatever personal reasons, are not in a position to do that. I know I wasn't when I was there. And so a tutoring program or a coaching program just never comes about. It never happens. Well, you know, I am in a different position now. I'm working for a contractor, but I'm working at a tower as a controller. So I am no longer at the academy. I haven't been at the academy for over 3 years. And really, this has been on my heart to try to get started for a while. And some things have all kind of come together. And so we are getting it started. And I'm getting it started. And there are, you know, bumps and bruises along the way. I can tell you, I am not a website designer. I am an air traffic controller. I am learning as best I can how to be a website designer. I am trying to work with a host, a web host that I have not worked with before. So this is my second attempt at designing a website, and the first one with this host. And it's a, it's an experience. If there's anyone listening that knows how to design websites, I will more than gladly swap you, my coaching you for you helping me with my website. So there have been some issues come up with the website. And if it has affected any of you, then I apologize. Another thing you can tell, more than likely, is I'm not a professional podcaster. I started doing this just a couple of months ago. And I usually try to do it in one take, so it's live. in case you couldn't tell. And that will probably change, and hopefully change at some point. And I hope that I'm getting better and better. But the main point of it is not really my skill as a podcaster. The point is really not my skill as a website designer. But I will tell you, I have lots of experience as an instructor, as an OJT instructor at every facility I've been at, as a coach. I have coached soccer for more years than I can count. I started doing that when, I was in 9th or 10th grade, and people started asking me to come and help coach their teams. And that continued on into college and after college. And as a matter of fact, that's what I was doing when I got hired by the FAA to be a controller. And so I love to coach. I thoroughly loved my time as a soccer coach, maybe even more so than being a player. And I will say I thoroughly enjoyed my time at the academy as an instructor, maybe more so even than being an instructor. And so that's kind of what's led to this. And so I am not a businessman. I am not, like I said, a website designer. I'm not a marketer. I'm just a controller who wants to help students who are going through the academy in Oklahoma City and trying to help young people become air traffic controllers and help you to have a wonderful career in what I consider to be the best job that's out there. And so that's where I'm coming from. And that's kind of what precipitated this podcast. I wanted to kind of get information out there for students and for people who are going to the academy. And to tell you the truth, I am trying to learn the marketing part of it. And so the original idea was to put off the launch of the coaching program probably until next year sometime. But then I got onto the Discord chat for the ATC Hiring and Academy group and started getting involved in discussions there and answering questions and having students, you know, ask me my opinion of certain things. And I've also gotten into some Facebook groups. There are so many of them out there, and some are good, some there's not a whole lot of air traffic stuff on them, but I've had questions really from all over the world. It's funny, you get a question on Facebook and people just start answering the question assuming that they're, you know, from the United States, and it's pretty easy to tell that they're not. I know you really can't tell by a name, but that's where I start. And then I look at how they ask the question. And so I just ask, you know, where are you from? And invariably they're from either Europe or Asia, sometimes the Middle East, and sometimes South America. And so that's when I go, okay, now we can start the conversation. Because, you know, even though I don't know a whole lot about, you know, what it takes to be an air traffic controller in other countries, I can have a general idea of the process to go through if you're interested in that. Okay, so it is quite different from the Academy in the United States. But back to the Academy, I do have a lot of experience there. I have some experience with advanced ATC. I have some experience with students who came out of CTI schools. And so I do have a little bit of experience in those three things and in what it takes to get through specifically advanced ATC and the FAA Academy. So that's a long way of getting around to. I started seeing that there was a need, and there are a lot of classes starting between the beginning of November and February or March of next year. And that's a lot of students that are going to go to the Academy and be at the Academy and try to make it through the Academy, that if I started this coaching program next year, I wouldn't be able to help. And that hurt. It really did. And I know you don't know me. You listen to me, but you don't really know me. And so you don't know if I'm real or not, but I will tell you, it hurts my soul to know that there are students going through the Academy who can make it with the right kind of help. But without the right kind of help, they may not make it. And I will tell you, and I've had this discussion on LinkedIn with some people. I've had this discussion in my own tower with coworkers. I'm of the opinion that if you have gone through enough to get to the Academy, then with the right amount of help, you can get through the Academy. And then you can decide, is air traffic control something that I want to do? You can go to your first facility and start training and decide at any time that maybe it's not what I want to do. But the key is to have options. And I want every one of you to have the option of saying, it's not what I want. But I want you to have that option after you've gotten through the Academy and after you've gone to your facility. And so that's why I went ahead and started the coaching program really before we were ready to get it going. And so if you go to the website and you get on one of our pages and you want to sign up and it doesn't work, then please email me. You can always email me. There'll be my email in the notes for this show. Email me. We can start a discussion. Like I said, my concern is helping you guys. That's why I do the podcast. That's why I want to start the coaching program. whether you call it coaching or tutoring or mentoring, whatever you want to call it, we're going to call it coaching. But that's why there have been some bumps in the road, both, you know, kind of with the podcast, but also with the website. And I'm working as hard as I can in the time that I can, since I do have a full-time job and since I do have a family that I love and love to be around and love to spend time with. It's difficult to find time, but that's really what I think my calling is. I have loved the blessing that being an air traffic controller has been on my life and on my family's life. It's hard to put into words how my life changed and the impact that it's had on my family. And so I want that for each and every one of you. And I truly, truly believe, like I said, that if you have gotten as far as you are going to the academy, they've given you a date or you're at the academy, I truly believe that each and every one of you can pass. Now, the discussion I've had is, well, air traffic control is not for everybody. That is true. And you can decide at any point that it's not for you. And that is fine. There is nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with you for thinking that. I got to tell you, there have been times in my career when I thought that. But I truly believe that the quality of young people that they get at the academy, each and every one of you can pass with the right help. Now, I may not know everything there is to know about coaching you, about leading you to that point of passing and graduating and going on and starting your career. But I vow this to you. I will do everything in my power, and I will seek out the best. If I don't know something, I will do everything within my power to find out and to find an answer and to help you. No matter what the problem is that you're going through at the academy. There were times when I saw people struggling and I saw people going through things outside of class that, oh, I just wish I could have told them, look, get your life in order. Tell the FAA what's going on. Get your life in order. Go leave the academy and come back after those things have been taken care of. The FAA does understand. They also do understand they've put some money into you already. And so they're going to try and get that out of you by getting you to pass. And so they will work with you in most circumstances. So that's kind of the reason why I've come up with this coaching program and why I think that I can help you. It may be limited to 20 or 30 students at the beginning, but I will say this, if I get 60 or 80 students, I'm going to be calling some instructor friends of mine that I know are quality instructors. And we will help you get through. And we will help you be the best student at the academy that you can be. And we will give you the best opportunity that we can to pass the academy. And so that is why we're doing what we're doing and why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I can guarantee you that's why the majority of students, or of instructors at the academy, I was going to say vast majority, but I don't think I'll go that far. The majority of instructors at the academy are there because they want to help you, the students. Otherwise, there's no way they would step foot in Oklahoma City. They're in Oklahoma City because they want to help you. So, use them, pick their brains. They have some pretty good brains. Pick their brains. Get as much from them as you can. And when you go home, pick each other's brains. Pick your classmates' brains. They may see something a different way than you do, and you may see something that they don't. Use each other. And when you need to, let me know, and you'll have a coach by your side. That's why we called it Side-by-Side ATC, because we want to come alongside you and walk along that path through the academy and through your training side-by-side. And so that's why we're doing what we're doing. And that's why I think that having a coach alongside you is going to be an invaluable part of that support system that will help you get through the academy and get through the beginning stages of your career. And so that is why I think you need a coach. Now, does everybody need a coach? Sure. I do think that having a coach would help anybody. Whether you've got experience, whether you've got CTI experience, whether you have no experience and have no idea what an airplane even looks like, I believe I can help you. And so that's why I'm here. That's why I've been taking questions and trying to answer questions with this podcast. And that's why we have trying to set up the coaching program that we are. And so we'll have links to the Side-by-Side ATC coaches course. Like I said in the podcast on Monday, it is free for 14 days. You don't need a credit card, you just have to sign up. Free for the first 2 weeks. And if all you have left in the academy is 2 weeks, then that sounds like a great addition to your tool belt. Email me or sign up. That 2 weeks will be free. And then there are two different prices. One price for if you sign up the first week of that trial period, and one price if you sign up after that. Okay? And that is going to be an introductory price for a limited time. It's probably going to be out there at that price for 2 to 4 weeks at most. And like I said, we're going to have, since it's just me, and I do have a full-time job, as of now, then it's going to be limited to a certain number of students. But if there are more of you that are interested in the program, then we will make sure that you get taken care of. And we'll make sure that you get taken care of at this special introductory price that we have set up. So that, I've actually gone a little longer than I expected, but that's my heart for you guys. That's what I want for you. If you know someone who is either at the academy or going to be going to the academy soon, let them know. We will probably stretch, if they're coming to the academy in the next month or so, they can probably get the introductory prize. If you're at the academy, then let us know, and let us know now, and we can start working with you maybe as early as next week. It may be the week after, around the, I think that would be the 11th of November. 11-11. Oh, yeah, that's going to be Veterans Day, so maybe it'll be the 12th. But whichever, just know that I do think that I can help you, and I do want to walk alongside you. And that's the whole reason for all of this, is to help you guys get through the academy and become the air traffic controllers that you want to be. So like I said, if you know someone, send them the podcast. Let them know about the podcast. Send them the link to the website. I do want to thank you so much for continuing to listen to me babble, continuing to listen to me ramble on. But thank you so much. I am thoroughly enjoying the podcast, and I look forward to doing the one-on-one coaching and the group coaching that, I got to tell you, I love coaching. I love seeing young people exceed what they thought they could do. And I think we can get you there. So like I said, thank you for listening. We are going to go to once a week on the podcast. So the next podcast won't be until next Thursday. Unless you guys complain and send me emails saying you want them more often. But until then, let us know how we're doing. Let me know how I'm doing. And let us know how we can help you. And I just thank you so much for listening. And until next week, goodbye.